Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a good day to be a Seattle sports fan, eh, Steve Miggs?
Absolutely.
And we have the host of Mitch Unfiltered on. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, Seahawks, Mariners, everything is feeling really good. Everything is falling into place.
And Blind Melon, just for the record, did some recording at London Bridge Studios in Seattle. You guys are shaking your head like you know this.
We
stuff.
Do. In fact, our friend Jonathan Plum, he's the guy snapping the fingers on that song.
Really?
He was one of the producers for it.
When you say your guy, Jonathan Plum, what is that exactly? Is he over for dinner?
No,
does he watch Seahawks games with you? What do you mean your guy, Jonathan Plum?
We're Facebook mean? Friends. We might send each other a happy birthday on Facebook. You know, that kind of a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have his phone number? Do you text?
I do have his phone number, but we do not text. But I would text him.
But you could.
Yes, but I do love that we were spending time learning about Blind Melon through the eyes of Miss Levy while we were listening to Blind Melon. It was super fun.
I was learning about Blind Melon during the Blind Melon song because I actually know that song. I think that everybody knows that song. I just didn't know who Blind Melon was, and so I just kind of did a little search on it. And I've been reading it. It's probably more interesting than what we're talking about this morning. A 44 to 13 victory for the Seahawks. So off to Arizona on Thursday. And we kind of get a better sense maybe on Thursday night of what this team has or doesn't have. But it's a good couple of weeks for the Seahawks. And it's a great week for Seattle sports. It's going to be an awesome week.
This is a stupid question to ask, or just even like a stupid thing.
A blind melon question, or
nothing to do with Blind Melon. But I'm curious if like what your take is on this. I'm watching the game, and then they bring in Jalen Milroe, and I understand that like he's this rookie guy that they hope that is going to have great future for the team. But as maybe I'm just old fashioned, but like when I watch, I'm like, well, everyone knows what they're going to try and do with the guy, and it just feels like it kills like a little bit of. I'm not trying to bitch about something when you have a great win, but I could just live without them just randomly throwing him into the games from time to time.
Well, it's confusing for me. I think it's probably confusing for a lot of people. My guess is we're going to get the answer. I was thinking about this. So he's played in two games, one play each game.
Right.
And they were nondescript plays where he took a snap and he tried to – he didn't – yeah, I guess he ran wide yesterday.
Yep.
He started to go up the middle and then he kind of bounced it out to the – and then he came out of the game never to be seen again. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but I think their hope is probably one of these days they're going to be in a close game and he's going to come in the game and maybe he's going to throw the ball. Maybe he's going to fake like he's running. Was Sam Darnold on the field on the same play? Did he go out to the wide receiver spot? I thought I saw him go out to wide receiver. We'd have to go back and look at that play. But I almost feel like that they're setting something up. Now, you hold me to this, and let's see in the next, like, month whether there's a play where Jalen Milroe comes into the game and it's not just a snap and him running the ball, that he throws it either to a receiver or maybe he even throws it to Sam Darnold, who might be out there on the wide receiver. He takes a step back. You know, some sort of a trick play that might be big in a closer game. Let's just wait and see. But yeah, you're right. I think everybody's kind of wondering what is their intention with him. And the other thing that you got to remember, and this is a little bit nerdy, a little bit Seahawks nerdy, or a little bit football nerdy, maybe too much for a guy like you, Migsy, not too much for Taryn, of course. But, you know, they activate Jalen Milroe. I mean, for one play, he wasn't active in the Steelers game, but he's part of the active roster. And when you do that, you're taking up a spot.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, what's the big deal? Well, there is actually a big deal to all the spots because they're special teams roles and these guys have roles. So when you're choosing Jalen Milroe yesterday to be on the active roster over somebody else who might be able to help you yesterday, which is curious because he's only playing a play. So I'm not sure that anybody really knows what's going on. I just hope that they know what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But I get the sense, as I said before, I get the sense that maybe something's coming. That something's coming with him that's a little bit out of the ordinary. Let's see if we're right. And when it does, you'll think of me. You'll think of me.
It's just funny because they're like, well, let's see what he's got. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, we're done with Sam Darnold because he doesn't need to be out there. We've got a great lead. And okay, let's bring in Drew Lock. It's like, man, we're just using all our quarterbacks today.
Right, right. Because, and that was, again, they could have gone with Milroe there when the game was out of hand, which I think is a very good question. But, you know, and Drew Lock, there's no question that if Sam Darnold got hurt,
Drew's the guy.
Tomorrow, Drew's the guy, right? And Drew Lock's not getting a lot of reps in practice. If you bring in Jalen Milroe there just to get the kid some experience, you're really kind of putting Drew Lock on the shelf for a second. And God forbid something happens to Darnold, and now you need Drew Lock to win a game for you or two games for you. Mm-hmm. He needs to play a little bit in those situations. So I think the right decision was actually made there to bring Drew Lock in. And let's let Jalen Milroe, you know, get ready in practices and next year in the preseason. But I sense something's coming. Some sort of trickeration is coming with Jalen Milroe at some point here shortly. I just sense it. Something's coming.
Mitch Levy, thank you so much for jumping on this morning to talk about Seattle sports. It's a very exciting, electric time for the fans.
Go Mariners.
And we've been looking forward to this chat all morning. Thank you. Go Mariners.
Oh, my God. What a letdown then the chat was. If you were looking forward to this. Go Mariners. They can finish things off in the American League West as soon as Wednesday. Wednesday's the earliest time that they can finish out the American League West. I think everybody gets a break today. Then they play Tuesday, Wednesday. They actually play. I mean, wouldn't this be Seattle sports like if they had trouble with a team that's 43-113?
Yes.
They've got they're playing a team that's literally 43 wins, 113 losses.
I had to do
Tuesday,
a double check on that.
Thursday.
That's crazy.
I've seen it all. We've all seen it all. Collapses by Seattle sports teams. But this would add a whole new spin to that if they can't beat the Colorado Rockies on Tuesday. So if they win Tuesday and Wednesday, and Houston loses either Tuesday or Wednesday, the American League West is the West is won.
Oh, crazy.
I love it so much. Stay with me, Steve.
This is our year.
You can follow Mitch on X at Mitch_Seattle. Thank you so much, Mitch, and looking forward to our next chat.
Talk to you next week.
Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.